The main thing that I want to talk about, really, and I know that there's been some consideration on the forums about this as to whether it's even worth bothering with. To me, it's an opportunity for consultation that we have a duty to participate in. The title of my speech is Cannabis and Children, and I really wanted to talk about that because I feel that it's the last argument that they have against legalisation. Most of the other arguments that they've used and just not believed anymore, we all know them, that cannabis leads to harder drugs, that cannabis leads to violence, that cannabis leads to schizophrenia and psychosis. But actually, the weight of evidence against all of those theories now is so vast that those theories just aren't believed anymore. And I think that for that reason, they're using concerns about cannabis and children as their main argument. I think it's fair to say that children are smoking cannabis at a younger age now. It certainly appears to be that way. But then when you consider that we also have the highest rate of teenage pregnancy in Europe, we have the worst binge drinking and underage drinking culture, the highest number of heroin addicts and the highest cocaine use in Europe. So overall, we're really not doing very well with our policies. I'd like to think that the LCA and its members could start to educate people into thinking differently about the way to change this for the future. We clearly have a serious problem for some of our youth in some areas of the UK. We see more and more kids getting into trouble, more kids in the judicial and care systems, and these are the very kids who were referred to in media reports about, for example, six-year-olds being treated for cannabis use. Six-year-olds. Now, that really is shocking, and I'm sure that that's quite rare. But I would imagine that most kids, whatever age, if they've got £10 to spend, can buy illegal drugs in any town or city in the UK. We never hear, of course, about the youngsters who are smoking cannabis, who are passing their exams, who are getting jobs, who are living good and useful lives and contributing to society. But these kids don't actually have a voice in these reports because they're not actually in any trouble. So any study of cannabis use, particularly in children, is flawed because of its illegality. There's also an argument that cannabis is used as an excuse by children's solicitors now, that it's used in mitigation, it's an excuse for their actions, very much like alcohol is used in mitigation for adults. There's also the fact that children are going to be far more likely to admit to using cannabis than any other illegal drugs. And I think that that can actually mask problems that are being caused by some of those other drugs. The only tool that this government seems willing to use to try and reduce demand for all illegal drugs is prohibition. And any informed observer would agree that prohibition doesn't work. Their attempt at education was their Talk to Frank campaign, which, as many of you will know, contained such clearly inaccurate information about cannabis that it actually had to be taken offline. The statistics on the Talk to Frank campaign show that less than 1% of inquiries are actually about drugs, and that includes alcohol, cannabis, and all other drugs, including solvent abuse. So less than 1% of inquiries were about drugs. The vast majority are actually about bullying and family tensions. So Frank clearly isn't educating anyone about drug use. So who is? I believe that the only way to reduce demand for drugs by youngsters is honest education. We clearly need to start doing something better in the way that we educate children about the dangers of alcohol use. And we need to do the same for all drugs. And not wait until they're already in trouble, but give them that information in high schools or even earlier. In my opinion, it should be taught as part of a biology curriculum. I remember when I was at school learning biology, my biology teacher was quite anti-alcohol, and the way that she actually taught us about the physical effects of alcohol have always stayed with me. And that's where I think would be the best opportunity to teach children honestly about the effects. I don't believe that anyone's decision on what substances they take is based on its legality or its classification. It's generally down to circumstances, their peer groups and education. When I talk to youngsters about cannabis, like at the Sunday in the Park event in Hanley, where I did a stand for the LCA last month, their view is very clearly that alcohol is less dangerous than alcohol, and they see that the only reason it's not legal is because the government can't tax it. So they're already seeing through the lies. What should we be telling them about drugs? I read a study earlier this year in an Australian journal which described how in young children, as most of us know, the connections in our brain are still being made. But what then happens is what they termed as a pruning process, which takes place during adolescence through the teenage years, whereby those connections are trimmed and fine-tuned. And that pruning process actually determines things like emotional stability, social interaction skills, exactly some of the skills that are lacking in a lot of our youth. The process takes place mainly during the teenage years, just at the time when kids are readily experimenting, particularly with alcohol. And of course, that pruning process is disrupted by anything, any intoxicant, any kind of drug use. Just this week, we're told that cocaine dealers have introduced a two-tier price system, whereby they would further adulterate the product and sell it at half price to those on low incomes and to kids. Apparently, alcohol and cocaine used together has a particularly damaging effect on your liver. I wonder if kids are being taught any of this. I doubt that very much. The problem, of course, is why should kids believe anything that we tell them about drugs when they see through the lies about cannabis? If we want future generations to have any respect for the law, we need to stop lying to them about cannabis. When you know someone to be a liar, you find it very difficult to believe anything that they say. But we have to start being honest about drugs, and somehow we have to force the government to change that policy. If we accept that children are drinking and taking drugs younger, then we have to accept that the current law isn't protecting them. If we want better for future generations, then I believe that as parents, grandparents, godparents, aunts and uncles, we have a duty to try and make a change, to call for honest education about drugs, starting with the legalisation of cannabis. So we go on to this. The government have announced a public consultation on future drug strategy. The link can be found on the Home Office site. It can be found via the LCA forums, or I can give it to you if you see me during the break. The full document is 54 pages. It's not easy reading, and there are 39 questions for response from the public. The vast majority of the document refers to young people, and I think that this is the way to use their argument to our advantage. Adults should not be punished for what children do, and the law, while criminalising otherwise law-abiding adults, is not protecting children. While adults buy cannabis from dealers, children will always be more vulnerable to access to cannabis and much more dangerous drugs. Any call for honest education has to start with the legalisation of cannabis, along with continued and more open study into its effects. I wrote to Gordon Brown recently to ask him about his view of honest education on drugs. And the comment that I got from his secretary's office was that they believe all illegal drugs are harmful and that no one should take them. I don't know about you, but I don't think that's good enough. And for that reason, and for many other good reasons, I'm certainly going to keep on doing whatever I can to have my say. And I think this is one way that everyone can do that. And I hate this saying when it's used by prohibitionists. Think of the children. We hear that so often. Well, I think it's time for this government to start thinking of the children, to stop lying to them, to start educating them for a better future for all of us.